Let's hear it for the Foggy Memory Boys, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for staying with us. We know it's a little bit late, but shoot. Where else are we going, right? I've had an occasion to play with a great musician, Mr. Lyle Lovett. Occasionally I get to play with him. Well, the good thing about playing with Lyle is at least my dad got to see me in a suit on stage. But Mr. Lovett has an observation that pretty dead on. He's got some good observation in that he says, when you look in the audience, you can see and you can tell who came as a couple. And I look out, I see a few couples here. Don't mean to alarm George Bush. There might be some couples he doesn't approve of. There might not be. How in the hell would I know? That's right, Sam Bush for president in 2004. Because at least I know that nuclear is not really a word. Is it just me? After hearing our president speak about nuclear stuff, I actually went and looked it up in the dictionary. It's not in there. Thought it was just me being a hick from Kentucky or something. But I am going to go ahead and run, figure. And unlike the last two elections when my running mate was Future Man from the Flecktones, and we thought we had a good campaign going. We really believed that Future Man and I could change the world. Actually, all we promised was 4 years of great rhythm in the White House. But Future Man realized that he told me I needed him on the ticket because I needed the alien vote. That's his theory. We're sticking to it. Now, however, this year I've realized I probably need a different running mate. If I really want to win, I'm going to get Senator Arlen Specter to run with me. Main reason being your bumper sticker will then read Bush Inspector 04. So, just a thought, it could change before the election. I don't know. Well, hey. So, at any rate, back to Lyle's observation about the couples that I so got sidelined off of. That, and it's his observation that you can always tell when you look at a couple in the audience. I believe we have one right down front here. We've got, they're everywhere, as they should be. Couples, what a concept in the new millennium. But Mr. Lovett's theory is that you can always tell as you look at the audience which person in the couple wanted to come to the show a lot more than the other one. And I'm here to tell you, those of you that didn't want to come to the show as bad as your partner, you have done the right thing. You shall be rewarded. There shall be a star in your crown tonight, we hope. So we want to dedicate this couple of love songs that I admire these songwriters so much in this medley, Van Morrison and Bob Dylan. And they both know how to say it, so this is, it's for all of us, but...